European leaders are continuing to hold talks in Brussels on how to tackle the migrant crisis, but discussions continue to be hampered by the serious political divisions between member states, particularly on migrant resettlement. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said the European Union had to regain control of its borders to ensure the rules of entry are obeyed.
If you don't follow the regulations, the whole European Union will be involved in chaos. We have to follow the regulations and restore the legal order.
The summit in Brussels is focusing on longer-term solutions, as Chris Morris reports.
Billions of euros in new funding for Syrian refugees may be announced, aimed particularly at countries like Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon. There's also a focus on regaining control of the EU's external borders. But EU leaders also can't ignore the divisions and disagreements that have emerged in the last few weeks between member states that have different ideas about how this crisis should be confronted.
One of the United States' most influential energy politicians has rejected an appeal being made by Pope Francis in Washington to tackle climate change. Marsha Blackburn, a Republican and the vice chairman of the House of Representatives Energy Committee, told the BBC's Roger Harabin she did not believe in man-made climate change.
The jury is still out, saying man is the cause for global warming, or after the Earth started to cool 13 years ago.
It hasn't actually got cooler. It's still at an elevated state. It just hasn't got very much warmer.
It hasn't warmed. I think we've cooled almost 1 degree. I don't think you will see me being persuaded that climate change is a genuine threat.
Republicans in Congress are trying to roll back President Obama's attempts to cut greenhouse gases. Pope Francis has addressed bishops in the United States to praise them for their response to the clergy sex abuse crisis, which engulfed the church more than 10 years ago. But a BBC correspondent says the decision not to meet the victims of abuse disappointed some Catholics. The Pope also performed the first canonization on American soil. Junipero Serro was a Franciscan friar who brought Christianity to California. Volkswagen's chief executive, Martin Winterkorn, has resigned as the scandal deepens over the company's manipulation of vehicle pollution tests. Theo Leggett reports.
The downfall of Martin Winterkorn was both rapid and dramatic, but the sheer scale of the scandal made his position untenable. His voice cracking with emotion at times, Volkswagen's vice chairman Bertolt Huber told reporters it was essential to regain the trust of regulators and consumers. Yet a fresh start looks forbiddingly difficult. Volkswagen is facing huge fines, as well as the prospect of criminal prosecutions.
BBC News. A new report says better gender equality in the workplace across the world could add $12 trillion to the global economy by 2025. The study by consultancy firm McKinsey is calling for world leaders gathering at the United Nations next week to encourage more women to realise their economic potential. It says companies should see women's participation in work as an opportunity to boost their talent and staffing, rather than as something which will cost them money. Women in many countries still face legal barriers to employment, while others disproportionately represented in low-paid jobs. Two Al Jazeera TV journalists have been released from prison in Egypt shortly after they were pardoned by President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Mohamed Fahmy, who's a Canadian citizen, and Baha Mohamed, who's Egyptian, were among 100 prisoners freed. Mr. Fahmy told reporters it was time to celebrate.
We're going to travel the world, we're going to celebrate, we're going to party. Our families have suffered so much since the beginning of this trial, and we're very happy that the President Sisi took this action and released us. I will continue fighting for press freedom.
The Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and Timochenko, the commander of the FARC rebel group, have announced an agreement to create a truth commission and set up special courts to deal with crimes committed during more than 5 decades of conflict. The two sides have also agreed on an amnesty law that will benefit most left-wing rebels. The deal is seen as a major breakthrough after nearly 3 years of peace talks hosted by Cuba. In the Rugby World Cup, Australia have won their first match of the tournament by beating Fiji 28-13. The French have beaten Romania 38-11. Earlier, Japan's hopes of another victory after their surprise win over South Africa on Saturday were dashed. Scotland beat them 45-10. BBC News.